Blog Talk Radio.
This is Fight Back, the internet's premier anti-social justice, anti-communist, anti-socialist program on the internet. If you are ready to get into this fight, you are amongst friends. If you are not, then this show may be too intense for you.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Sorry, a little tardy getting started, but we're here. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Fight Back. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the social media sleight of hand. And what I mean by that is that social media has become expert in providing something to look at, something to concentrate our efforts and our thoughts on, while really ignoring drawing attention away from things that are important. Yesterday and today actually are two prime examples of just that. And we're gonna get into both of them. We listened to a little bit of the Republican National Convention last night. We did a show on iHeartRadio, on iHeart.com that you need to listen to. And if you go to my Facebook page and type in Willie Lawson Show on iHeartRadio, you will be able to get to it. Or if you just go to iHeart.com or iHeartRadio.com, you'll be able to find it by just typing in Willie Lawson or Willie Lawson Show, and you'll be able to hear. And we played Melania's speech. We played Lieutenant General Mike Flynn's speech. And we played the Joni Ernst speech as well. We were on from like 10 to 11 or something like that last night. And that way you can hear these things for yourself. We will probably be on tonight on iHeart, and we'll do something similar. And the only reason we don't do it on Blog Talk Radio is because, frankly, the mechanism on the iHeart application is easier to pull audio through from my computer live right to the air. So it's just, frankly, it's, well, you know, all said and done, it's easier. It's just easier. The sound quality is a little better, and it's just easier. So we're doing that. I'd like to publicly thank the folks at Blog Talk Radio for pulling back our all-time stats. We have been in this sort of in the weeds kind of battle about the analytics and statistics here on Blog Talk Radio. And it seems like they listened. It seems like the folks of Blog Talk Radio actually listened to the hosts, and not necessarily the hosts spend tens of thousands of dollars a month. It's the hosts like us within $50 or $100 that they listen to. And I'll tell you what, I publicly appreciate that. I publicly have to say that I appreciate that. I have not written the email yet. I will, but I thought that I would. Although I've not really dogged them publicly, but I'm going to praise them. I will praise them publicly. Thank you so much for the folks of Blog Talk Radio, Kathy T. and Sherry, the people who have to deal with all our complaints, for listening to us and basically giving us what we wanted. We appreciate. I appreciate that. I'm looking at our all-time stats, and we're still not at a million listens yet, but you know what? We're going to get there. I don't know if we're going to get there this year, but we're going to get there. Now that we've got some basis for adding on to some of our older shows, and we're planning on promoting some of our older programs. So you're going to see in my news feeds on Twitter and on Facebook, some of our older programs, and I mean older programs, like I plan on this afternoon publishing or posting links to our very first show on March 25th, 2008. And we're going to go through all those programs and put those programs up now that I'm sure they work. And frankly, now that I'm sure that we're going to be credited for the listens. I'm very, very excited about being able to only go back, build a foundation for what we're talking about today, what we're talking about tomorrow, It's always nice that, you know, when guys can listen, we've not said anything different on this show than we've always said. We've not changed our opinion. We've not moved with the times. We've not evolved, in a sense, to make ourselves more palatable to anybody. We've always said these things from the very beginning, and we will continue to say them because we believe that they're true and they are helpful. My caller yesterday really helped me because sometimes you do this and you don't get calls or you don't get any feedback necessarily. People listen, but you don't necessarily get any feedback that we're being helpful. And I'm glad that as we work, we're being helpful. Yes, it's really, really important to be helpful. Listen, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get back to the sleight of hand right after these messages.
This is Fight Back, the internet's premier anti-social justice, anti-communist, anti-socialist program on the internet. If you are ready to get into this fight, you are amongst friends. If you are not, then this show may be too intense for you. You're tired of the cold? You're tired of the taxes? It's time to move to Florida. And our friend, Gary Knight, at New Homes of Tampa Bay is the perfect person to help you. You can just give Gary a call at 813-770-9452, or you can go to the website to look for your brand new home at www.newhomestpa.com. Move to Florida. It's about time. Living in Florida has always been your dream. Buying a brand new home, always been your dream. Now, those dreams can come true. If you are relocating to Florida, make sure you call New Homes of Tampa Bay first at 813-770-9452. Nobody does a better job in matching you and your family into the perfect home and the perfect community than my friends at New Homes of Tampa Bay. You can find them on the web at www.newhomestpa.com, or you can give them a call at 813-770-9452. That's 813-770-9452. Good morning. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at TheRedRiverChronicle.com. TheRedRiverChronicle.com is the finest conservative website on the internet, bar none. It's the best place to find well-written articles, thoughtful commentary, and educational materials to help you with your conservatism. There's no better place on the internet for conservatives than the RedRiverChronicle.com. The heart, soul, mind behind the RedRiverChronicle.com is my friend Kevin Batts. Make sure that you start your day with the RedRiverChronicle.com. This is Fight Back, the internet's premier anti-social justice, anti-communist, anti-socialist program on the internet. If you are ready to get into this fight, you are amongst friends. If you are not, then this show may be too intense for you.
All right. You know, in the past, I don't know, two and a half weeks, it's been a lot of kerfuffle about any number of social media things. The first and the last little bit was the Pokemon Go thing. you know, and this whole Pokemon Go thing, for all sorts of reasons, was going to be the end of humanity as we knew it. And it just seems that that's always a deal whenever there's any new social media techie thing, especially if it has to do with our telephones or has to do with computers or social media. There's always a contingent who has a hair trigger to hop on these things as being the end of the universe, the end of our society, and embodied in it are all the evils of our culture, and I tire of that, frankly, because radio was supposed to do that, and television was supposed to do that, and all these other things were supposed to do that, but that's our society has not crumbled because of any of those things. Radio has not been the end of society as we knew it. As a matter of fact, we've been able to talk to and bring in and connect more people through radio than we ever did before. We've been able to connect to and bring in more people and more conversations and see more diversity and see all the good things that we need to build our society by using television than ever before. We've been able to educate people in ways that we had never been able to do before. We've been able to inform people in ways that we've never been able to, that we were never able to do before. And the same thing with our cell phones and the same thing with computers. We've been able to touch people and connect people and get people to be organized and get people to do things that we've never been able to do before and do it more inexpensively than we've ever been able to do before and more effectively than we've ever been able to do before. So all these things have really pushed the envelope and pushed society and pushed our culture forward, not backwards. Now, can any of these things be used to excess, and can any of them be used for nefarious purposes? Well, yes, anything can. You know what? Life-sustaining water can kill you if somebody holds your head under for too long. You know what I'm saying? Life-sustaining water, something that you can't do without. Well, you know what? Well, that same substance will kill you if someone holds your head under it for too long, and you don't get the life sustaining oxygen. So water can be very dangerous. You can actually drink too much of it and die. So anything can be used for nefarious purposes. So this idea that we are dealing with a culture that is so tied into technology, that's tied into all these things, and is harming us, it's not necessarily true. But social media has a way. It has a way that it distracts us, and it's being used sometimes to distract us from things that are important. Now, Pokemon Go, again, I was talking about that. I think that Pokemon Go, the game, I was too old for Pokemon. Pokemon is my kid's thing. My kid's 25. So that was his thing. And his friend, he wasn't really a Pokemon kid, but a lot of his friends were. But the app, I've installed it on my phone, and I think it's interesting because I think that it's going to be used. I mean, when that technology is licensed for other purposes, it's going to be a game changer. It's truly going to be a game changer in the way it augments reality and allows people to market, and really allowing people to market in ways they've never been able to market before, and allowing people to connect in ways that they've never been able to connect before, and allowing people to be engaged in ways that they have never been able to be involved before. So I'm looking forward to not finding the next Pidgey or whatever, but I'm looking forward to someone licensing that very same software and using it in another way. I'm looking forward to Chick-fil-A having coupons that are available at sporting events that people can find on their phone while they're at the sporting event. And then going to Chick-fil-A with the coupon that I found, that I quote, captured, end quote, at the Buccaneers game. Or the pizza coupon for after the game, or whatever. Or if I'm at the stadium and I want to capture, you know, and the stadium says, hey, listen, if you capture this Buccaneer helmet, you're eligible for free beer. All sorts of ways to market that we've never been able to market to before. I think it's a game changer in that sense. So all the dangers, all the times that people say, well, you know, people are playing this game and they're running into stuff and it's dangerous and oh, we ought to do something, blah blah blah. Ignore all that crap. Ignore all that crap. I'll give you a couple more things to ignore. We're going to do kind of a short show today. I should just get to it, I guess. Yesterday I saw a picture of Speaker of the House Paul Ryan and a group of House Representative interns. Seemed to be about 100 people in this picture, and I think they were trying to set some Guinness Book of Records for the most people in a selfie or some such stupidity. And you know that the social justice warriors noticed one thing. There are no black people in this picture. There's no Mexicans in this picture. No, there are no people of color in this picture. Oh, so you saw a group of 100 people. And the first thing you noticed was that there were no black people in this picture. You know what? My first reaction to those comments, the first thing that comes out of my mouth is, I know, shut the hell up. If that's the first thing you noticed, and the only thing that you think matters, then maybe you're not the one to lead this discussion. There are 435 members of the House of Representatives. 435. That was a picture of 100 people, plus Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Now, I know the Speaker of the House is a Republican, but not all the members of the House are Republican. There was no information on who those interns were, who they worked for. There was no background information at all, but it was really easy for social media, the internet, to come to the conclusion that this was a lily white thing, and this was indicative of the problem. A good friend of mine wrote a damn near scholarly post on Facebook about it, but when it comes down to it, he was just bitching and moaning and whining that there were no black people in this picture. I damn near had to break out the thesaurus. I had to put myself back in college. That way I could understand what he wrote. I could follow it. I had to read it aloud to myself. But when it comes down to it, it was just bitching and moaning about something that doesn't matter. Because the internet's great. It's a great way for the internet to push your attention, push all of our attention to something else. So what is the internet trying to make us not see, especially from last night? Now, last night, Melania Trump's speech was at the Republican National Convention. She was talking about her husband. And anytime there's a spouse speech anymore, or a child talking about their dad or their mom, whether it's Chelsea Clinton or if it's Mrs. Obama talking about her husband. And you know what? Anytime you have those kind of things, or Elizabeth Dole talking about Bob Dole, I always sort of give them either a wide berth or an awful lot of leeway. They're talking about their loved one. They're talking about their dad. They're talking about their mom. They're talking about their husband or their wife. What are they going to say? I'm not looking for them to be amazingly articulate. I'm not looking for them to be any of that. They're talking about their spouse or their mom and dad. And the reason they're talking at all is because of the factor. So apparently, Melania Trump, although I listened to the speech and we played the speech on our show on iHeartRadio while it was going on, in her speech, said some things that Michelle Obama had said in a speech that she had made previously and did not source her, did not quote her. She just said it. So liberal media, then social media, got their, when CNN basically started doing dog whistle politics, of course, that was prime time for social media to hop in, for the internet to hop in and start screaming and yelling about plagiarism and blah, 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 blah about Melania Trump. And then sort of taking that whole plagiarism thing and smearing it all over the Republican Party and smearing it over the smearing all over the conservatives, and because that was apparently the thing to do. Well, it's silly. First of all, and I know this is going to be hurtful to some people, nobody gives a crap what Melania Trump says. Nobody gives a crap what Michelle Obama says, or shouldn't. I didn't care what Hillary Clinton said when she was first lady. I didn't care. It didn't matter. She didn't have any power. She doesn't have any authority. She didn't have any legislative power. You know what? Anytime she speaks, I always go, oh, that's cute. The first lady is talking. Isn't that nice? You know what? And as much as people like Laura Bush, you know what? Every time she was talking, I didn't run to the TV to see what she was saying, to pick apart what she was saying. I didn't care. I'm sorry. You know what? I think the Laura Bush is a nice lady, but I just don't care. I didn't care that much. And just like I don't really care when Michelle Obama speaks. I don't care. She's the first lady. She seems to be she seems for the most part to be a nice enough lady, but I don't care. I don't care. So when Melania Trump speaks about her husband, the only reason I carried it is because I was already on, I was already doing my thing, and there she was, and I'm sure some people were listening. Well, frankly, when she was talking, I muted it. I'll be honest with you. I muted it for the most part and started playing Real Racing 3 on my phone while it was going on. I mean, I'm serious. I was playing Real Racing 3 on my phone. I had to keep looking at the sound gauges to make sure that I didn't miss it when she stopped. I don't care. None of that's important. What's the internet trying to do? The internet is trying to pull the sleight of hand so we don't see and we stop noticing, at least for a week, that the former Secretary of State and current presumptive nominee, Democrat Party, lied to Congress about this email scandal. Two of the speeches that was given last night that we covered, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn and Senator Joni Ernst mentioned the email scandal and how this woman was careless with very important information and then lied to Congress about it. Interesting that CNN didn't concentrate on those two speeches, that they didn't pick apart those two speeches, that they didn't mention those two speeches. Isn't that interesting? Maybe not that interesting. Maybe of course you noticed that, but maybe now you expected it like I do. But they're going to crank the internet up with their dog whistle politics, and basically in a way to tell the internet and social media to get fired up about stuff that doesn't matter, so we can have these discussions and arguments and all this noise to drown out the crap that's really, really important. we've got to be so careful that we don't get sucked in. Just the fact that I mentioned in a couple of comments that this is stupid, and I posted a video on FaceTime Live that on Facebook Live that this is stupid. Picture of Paul Ryan and 100 House interns. Now, again, there are 435 members of the House of Representatives of the United States. You know that? 435. I bet you that if you ask five people today, at least four of them will not know how many people there are in the House of Representatives. Go ahead. I challenge you. Ask five random people. How many people are in the how many representatives are in the House of Representatives of the United States? They won't know. Gary, you can't ask people because you only know smart people. You've got too many smart people around you. You can't ask people. Some of you who are listening, go ahead, ask somebody. They won't know. They won't have any idea. They won't know that there are 100. I mean, they'll guess that there's 100 senators. So they just won't know. So that's the deal. So if there are 435 and you only got 100 interns there, you're probably missing. I'm guessing you're probably missing another 350 or so, maybe more interns. Now, the interns in this picture, do we know who they worked for? No, we didn't have any idea who they worked for. Where some interns possibly in that picture that worked for representatives that were black, probably. No way to tell. But it was really, really easy for social media and the internet to get in a tizzy about the number of white folks. Me too, Gary. I and this guy says in the chat room, I try to keep a tight circle. Yeah, me too. But it was great for the internet to distract us from what was really going on. Because that's what the internet does. That's the sleight of hand. That's the sleight of hand that we have to deal with all the time on the internet. Again, pictures of interns yesterday, Trump's speech, right, and of course, all you're seeing on the internet is those two things today. Pokemon Go was last week, and the dangers of Pokemon Go, which I think is going to be fabulous. Actually, I and this guy in the chat room and I talked about it, and he sort of hit me to this whole when they license the technology thing, it's going to be off the freaking chain. It's going to change. It's really going to change marketing in a way that's never happened before. You remember Ebola? Yeah, you should be dead, right? Social media and the internet said you should be dead of Ebola. We're all going to be bleeding from the eyes and the butt and everywhere else. We should all be dead. And then suddenly, it was all over. And now you're going to die of Zika. You're all going to die of Zika. You're all going to have babies with little bitty heads. Why? Social media is a fabulous tool, but it's also a fabulous tool for the theater of distraction. There's some very important things going on. Some very, very important things going on. We've got people coming into this country who mean us harm that are being allowed to come in by our national leaders. The president of the United States is encouraging people who hate America and in turn hate you for being American that are coming into this country in huge numbers, not just at our southwestern border, but from everywhere. You know, disguised as refugees, university professors, they're working at Disney, replacing Americans who have those jobs at places like Disney and other tech firms around the country. And I said that Disney was a tech firm because a lot of the people who are coming in to work at Disney are coming in technical capacity, working for companies that are in charge of or have been charged with the task of finding trained people to come in and do these jobs. Disney's turned over some of their tech services to these companies, and these companies are hiring people from areas of the world that hate us and are getting the benefit of being able to come here and live here. And our government is saying to our face, we don't know what we're talking about. We're not really seeing what we're seeing. So social media does this sleight of hand to get our attention off what we're actually seeing. I posted probably 2 months ago, that social media was the best thing and the worst thing to ever happen to us, all wrapped up into one. Like I said earlier, I think that social media has been able to connect people in a way that we had never been able to do before. And especially at a speed that we had never been able to do before. It's able to connect people around the world in a way that we've never been connected before. There are so many emerging countries people in the emerging world who are able to touch the rest of the world because they have a smartphone. I don't think a lot of people realize that. I think that there are a bunch of people who still think that it's just those first worlders who are walking around with our iPhones and our what is my phone again? I got a Galaxy Samsung Note 4, Samsung Galaxy Note 4. That is just it's just those first worlders, our narcissistic first worlders. No, there's a lot of internet and a lot of communication happening in the emerging world, and cell phones are what they're using to do it, and smartphones is a tool that they're using to do it. I don't think a lot of people realize that we're really being connected in ways that we've never been connected to before. I'm reading. My friend Gary writes in the chat room, people need to recognize that Facebook curates news just like the major news outlets. And he said he had some thank you, Gary. This is exactly what I'm talking about. When people would talk, I was actually having a conversation. How much time I have? I'm good. I was having a conversation with a 20-something at work as a piano teacher, and had this really sort of snooty attitude about cell phones and people spend too much time on their cell phones, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, whatever, dude. Go back there and practice and be a hermit. But my friend Gary in the chat room is relating a story that connects perfectly to what I was saying about the emerging world. And we have to understand that that's the way the emerging world, the second and third worlders, are moving towards being closer to being a first world country. He mentioned that he had some lady from Ghana that keeps in touch with him because she wanted advice on how to start a new business from flipping Ghana. This is the power of social media. This is the power of the cell phone technology. This is the power of all of that. It's really connecting people. Gary says he has no idea how she found him, but the lady outworks him. And I'll tell you what, Gary hasn't slept since 1984. Gary's never slept in his life. So that's a guy I know who works. This dude never sleeps. So if that chick in Ghana is outworking Gary, she's outworking a bunch of people. She's dang sure outworking me. But this is the power of that medium. We have to understand that sleep, who sleeps? we have to understand that social media has an incredible power. And like anything that has incredible power, it can be used for incredible good. It can be used for, you know, for incredible evil. Of course, anything does. No, there's also things weekends or vacations. Gary's in the chat room. No, there's no weekend. There's no vacation. I don't know what you speak of. But so we have to start looking at these things and understand what they are and understand that it has incredible power and that we shouldn't be distracted by them in this social media sleight of hand, because there's a lot of it. And there's going to be a lot of it, that we have got to stay focused on the things that are important. And we can do it. We can do it if we understand what we're looking at. It's not that we can't do it. Of course, you can stay focused. You can do it. You know, the mainstream media is going to make sure that we keep focused on the minutia, that we are straining at gnats. Melania Trump's speech, pictures of interns while swallowing camels, Secretary of State, email server, lying to Congress, 4 dead people in Benghazi, State Department running guns, Melania Trump's speech, pictures of interns, straining at gnats while swallowing camels. President of the United States wanting more Syrian refugees, although we know and military has said that amongst these Syrian refugees are operatives of ISIS. There are ISIS operatives in all 50 states of America. Camel. Melania Trump plagiarizes Michelle Obama's speech. Nat. You get it? Picture of 100 interns for the House Representative. Nat. ISIS-inspired man mows down 100 people with a truck in Nice, France. Camel. ISIS-inspired man goes to nightclub in Orlando, Florida, and kills 49 people. Slaughters 49 people. Camel. Hate-inspired person kills 5 police officers in Dallas. Camel. Pokemon Go. I think that's what we have to learn. That's what we have to learn. What to worry about and what not to worry about. What to focus on and what not to focus on. Listen, we got to take a little break and then we got to get out of here. Thanks so much for coming to Fight Back today. We're going to be back tomorrow. We'll be back tonight on iHeartRadio. As the convention goes on, we're going to do some playing through of what's live going on, but we'll be back right after these messages.
You're tired of the cold? You're tired of the taxes? It's time to move to Florida. And our friend, Gary Knight at New Homes of Tampa Bay, is the perfect person to help you. You can just give Gary a call at 813-770-9452, or you can go to the website to look for your brand new home at www.newhomestpa.com. Move to Florida. It's about time.
Good morning. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at TheRedRiverChronicle.com. TheRedRiverChronicle.com is the finest conservative website on the internet, bar none. It's the best place to find well-written articles, thoughtful commentary, and educational materials to help you with your conservatism. There's no better place on the internet for conservatives than the RedRiverChronicle.com. The heart, soul, mind behind the RedRiverChronicle.com is my friend Kevin Batts. Make sure that you start your day with the RedRiverChronicle.com. All right. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me this afternoon. We appreciate it. We got to get out of here. We're going to do this again tonight. So we're going to go to work. We're going to come back and do a little more. So got to make sure I take a nap. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself. Stay focused.